Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Cavs HQ. We're on the radio side on the Cavaliers Radio Network, simulcast here by our friends on Fox Sports Ohio. I'm John alongside Rafa. Rafa, the Spanish voice, not only of the Cavaliers, also of the Browns. What a week it's been for you. Also, by the way, international superstar. Yeah. Calls games all over the country, all over the world. Starting Wednesday, right? You were in Oklahoma City.
Correct.
Thursday, you go to L.A. for the pre-bout Wilder Fury stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that had to be
fun. That was amazing. It was good to be back in boxing.
Yeah. And then, well, I want to talk to you about that in a moment. But then you're in Boston Friday. Back home, Cavs. Raptors. That was on Saturday.
Correct.
Sunday down to Houston for Browns and then to New York for Cavs Nets on Monday, which ended in a Burks dunk for the victory. Right
out of the video game, the move that Alec Burks put at the end on Spencer Dinwiddie. But yeah, six nights, six cities, three sports. And the best one was that little day in L.A. because I stayed back when you guys traveled to Boston. Mm-hmm. I stayed back in Oklahoma City and flew out of Oklahoma City to L.A. in the morning
and literally
sat all day in the media room interviewing the fighters. Got a chance to meet Michael Spinks.
Okay.
It was the highlight of the trip for me. And I spoke to Wilder and Fury and spoke to some of the guys on the undercard. Then proceeded to do, like, probably, I think it was like 25 interviews just promoting the pay-per-view.
Yeah, what are you, like the promoter? You go in and promote, and then you take off? I mean, you weren't there for the fight. You had to work
out. I wasn't because we played Saturday in Boston, so I had to take the red-eye to Boston
so I could make it to Churran. You just got to pump up the show
I was hired to go talk to the guys so they can use that part in Spanish and also then on the English side to talk about the pay-per-view and pump it up and make people pick up the phone and order the pay-per-view.
Well, it was worth it, huh? Well, that wasn't a bad fight.
It was an amazing fight. And the whole week we talked about how it is great for the sport, for the heavyweight division to be back on top and to have people, to have champions that actually people know who they are and people know what their names are. For a long time, it kind of became a circus. And it was two big human beings fighting, and they lasted the 12 rounds.
I had Wilder in a rout. I thought it wasn't even going to be close.
And it was the other way around.
And Fury dominated most of the fight,
Dominated most of the fight and got knocked down in the 12th. But the most amazing thing, if you haven't had a chance to, I'm not selling the pay-per-view anymore, you can actually go online and watch the highlights.
He's not giving it away. This is not a sport. The fight's over.
It's over, but
we're not going to tell you. Well, we'll
if you get a chance to watch the highlights of the 12th round, Tyson Fury got knocked out cold. He was concussed. He felt like a leaf on the ring.
When you see him fall, it's one of those, you know the guy.
Like this, right. Like he made a cross.
His arm.
And it's the type of fall that the referee would immediately just wave it off. He wouldn't even bother counting.
Yeah.
But he did. He started the count. And I think he was up to like six. And the alarm went off for Tyson Fury because he just popped up. the way you see in the movie, the scary movies.
If it was if it was in the movies, he would have said, oh, come on. That's not realistic at all.
And obviously, a lot bigger, but you know in the movie Goonies when they go in the ship at the end and the skeleton just like pops up like that? That's how Tyson Fury got up.
So he gets up and then he hangs on and it's a draw. They're going to do it again, right?
They have to. I'm pretty sure
and
they
I'm
will,
assuming
yes.
you're going to get... You're gonna be
I will have to go in and
again.
Make sure people buy the pay-per-view.
Well, we have a fun show. Dan Giroux.
I can't wait. I can't wait to talk to
young Cavs assistant, been around for a couple of seasons, does a great job with the big men. I mean, he works with Tristan Thompson all the time, trying to bring Ante Zizic along. What a season Tristan's had so far.
Tristan is probably, for sure, should be in the All-Star talk. What he's been doing in terms of rebounds, in terms of offensive rebounds,
and in
terms of picking up the leadership role for this team. You see it on and off, but lately he's really taken it upon himself to lead this group of young guys. But with Dan, I think it's interesting to see, because we always talk about players paying their dues and making their way up. I think Dan has done that on the assistant coaching side, because he works hard with these guys every day, in and out, before the game, watching videos, during practice, during shoot around, with the walkthroughs, and he's finally getting a chance to be an assistant coach in the NBA, and well deserved.
You mentioned the walkthroughs, now doing scouts. is Dan, and what that means. He's the guy who puts in the game plan for a particular team in that morning shoot-around. So it's going to be great to talk to him. Was a strong collegiate player.
Yes, and I have an assignment for him to see if we can fulfill something that we promised since we started Caps HQ.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Three-point shooting
contest. Yeah, the assistant coach, three-point shooting contest.
Assistant coaches.
Which Damon
Jones. Larry Drew is out, by the way, you picked. So you're going to have to.
Right, I had Larry Drew previously. It never took place. Damon Jones basically said, I'm going to dominate anybody.
Maybe that's why he did it.
I don't think that's right, because nobody wanted to play with Damon. I think that's where the whole thing skidded to a screeching halt. Nobody wanted to deal with Damon. But that'll be fun. I think that'll be something we can talk to Dan about. And I think something that this staff will arrange to make happen, and we can take bets and see.
I want to make it happen, and I'm going to ask Dan to take it upon himself.
I think he will.
I think it'll be a great team-building event when we're on the road. And I'm thinking team,
I think you're
the guys would love to put a little wager in among their coaches.
Friendly
we
wager.
Got plenty of coaches.
Gentleman's wager. We don't,
dinners, drinks.
Yeah, we don't,
Because we got plenty of coaches that can shoot the ball.
Yeah, we do. For entertainment purposes only, of course.
So we'll see what. And we also have, I don't mean to get ahead of yourself, but We also have a little something for all you guys that are getting ready to fill that Santa's
stocking
list.
Stocking stuffers, great stuff from the team shop. Yep. Second half, you're going to want to stick around for that new apparel. Some nice looking.
City edition.
Yeah, really nice looking stuff. Joe G will be around as well. Cavs HQ rolls on right after this. Dan Giroux, straight ahead.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, TheQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Tuesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
Hey, nailed it.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. We are joined by our featured guest. Look at this guy. It's Dan Giroux, Cavs assistant coach. Good to see you, buddy.
Great to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Big moment for you, obviously, being your Cavs HQ debut. So yeah, I hope you're huge. Loose? You're
all, I'm a little loose, a little nervous.
Ready to go? Yeah, I think you'll
forget about that. He's now like the assistant coach at the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's making
his pressure on that. This
worried about this.
He's been working all his life to get to the show.
Rafa will skewer you.
Exactly.
Rafa plays it fun early. He'll skewer you. later in the show. Any truth to the rumor that you drew up the Alec Burks dunk earlier in the week that led to the win in Brooklyn?
No truth. I was cheering it on, though. I was cheering that one on.
Nice addition, Alec. I mean, coming off the bench alongside Jordan Clarkson, two guys who can create their own shot, right?
Yeah, terrific. And Alec, I mean, I think the biggest thing that helped us right now is his willingness. I call it to play in the path of least resistance. So when a guy's in front of him, he's not trying to back it out and go to an ISO game. He gets off it, gets it back, and then is able to play in the paint.
You know, you always have watched a lot of tape, a lot of film of Alec. We only get to see him when we play Utah, and then every now and then when Utah was on national TV. I am really amazed about his rebounding ability.
Yeah, and his willingness to just really get in there, crash in on defense. Yeah. And I think I've learned quickly, and we have about our team, guys that you give the green light to rebound and run, they'll get in there a little bit more. They're not afraid to get in there and rough it up. Even Sexton lately, he's been getting in there, jumping as the bigs are boxing out. They get
bring it up.
They get to go.
And we're really two or three more rebounds in. It's crazy.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's crazy how that works out. Dan, obviously not the start you wanted wins and losses wise, but where is this team right now in your eyes?
Yeah, and I think growing. Mm-hmm. I think that's been apparent since the beginning of the year. I think the injuries put us in a different situation than we thought. But I think when you're able to preach offensive spacing that we've been doing and controlling the tempo of games offensively, I think then defensively we're able to execute our coverages, continue to be in our matchups, the correct matchups, and be in transition defense less. And that's where we're trying to get to. And I think in the past couple of weeks we've been playing, you know, here and there. We have, like at Boston, you know, we kind of lost control of that one. More or less because they're shot making. But besides that, I think we've been in good situations.
When you talk about growing, it's obviously growing pains as well.
Sure.
And when you have a kid that is 19 years old coming into the league, he's going to have his moments.
Yes.
And he's going to have his moments of learning. And I think that's where the coaching staff has to play a really big role. How difficult or how hard it is to keep calling concentrated on the fact that he is learning, that not to get too down with on the game where he doesn't really do as well as he thinks he does.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing we do. We try and preach patience as much as we can all over the place. Yeah. I think we preach patience with, even this year, like as I'm coaching most of the bigs, it's patience, and now they're all of a sudden playmakers, where the previous years they've been screen and rollers. You know, and I think with Colin, it's very similar. He played 1 year of college at Alabama. He's not going to come in here and understand pick and roll spacing in the NBA or defensive coverages in the NBA on day one. Yeah. And also, when you're a point guard and you're going through the rigors of the NBA, the point guard position is really difficult to defend, let alone anything.
Westbrook, we threw the ringer.
Oh, man, the ringer was right out of Kyrie.
And not to mention, he already almost played as many games as he did in his college
career.
It's
getting close now.
And he's
getting
not close. Even halfway there.
It's getting close.
You know, you talk about bigs. You've done a terrific job with bigs over the last four seasons, Dan. You know, certainly tip your hat to you. Tristan Thompson, what we've seen this season has been incredible. I mean, he's been the best Cavalier out on the floor, but you talk about somebody suddenly doing something a lot different than he did his first seven seasons. His usage rate is way up. Tristan Thompson took 24 games his rookie season to dish out two assists. Yeah. Now he's passing the ball. You're running offense through him. I mean, discuss a little bit what it's been like to see Tristan make this transformation.
Yeah, I mean, I think, don't tell him he's been the best Cavalier, but I think
he thinks he's always the best Cavalier.
Yeah, that's been the
last
discussion.
8 years, right?
But I think in the summertime we had really important conversations about being in shape, about understanding a role. We know, you know, we're in a different situation with our summer acquisitions. And I think he was excited to be able to prove that. You know, I think when you play a certain role for a great team for so long, people just automatically think, oh, that's always Guy. Mm-hmm. And I think that was an easy carrot to put in front of him. But I think as we've gone through the year, now he's seeing positives and negatives. You know, when he has the negative games and Steven Adams basically takes him out of it, he's wondering why. Well, mm-hmm. I have some answers. You know, we have some answers
some
for
video,
you. Some video for you. And that's then able to go into Brooklyn and Boston and have back-to-back double-doubles and be able to affect the game when he was in there. That's where we're getting to.
I'm sorry, but when you talk about growing, Tristan Thompson has done some growing himself this year too, because for the last 4 years, let's face it, we had a leader, we had a guy that took care of making sure that everybody was in the right spot. And I noticed something yesterday, the game against Brooklyn, that Jordan made a mistake. He had a turnover late in the game.
Yeah.
And he was intended to pass to George Hill.
Yeah.
And he kept, you know, pounding his chest, saying, my fault, my fault. And then, and Tristan went over to him and said, okay, forget about it. We got a game.
No question.
You know, put it
no
behind question. You. We got a game to play. And that was great to see from Tristan leading on the floor.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, like, as he – in the beginning of the year, he wasn't sure mm-hmm. how he was going to be able to be a leader because he hasn't been the lead speaker in the locker room for years. And I think knowing what he's learned in the past four seasons of making the finals, now he's able to look around and say, oh, that is a 19-year-old in the locker room. That's right. Playing, mm-hmm. you know, 25, 35 minutes a night. So I think as he was able to have some positives in his playing time and in his kind of in his effect of the game, now he's able to look around, and when JC has a turnover like he had, now Tristan's saying, "Well, let's get this defensive stop. We're right here. We're fine. We made turnovers in the Brooklyn game off of attacking mistakes, mm-hmm. and we're okay with that.
Right.
We were playing aggressively.
And only 10 too.
Exactly. Great. Exactly.
Isn't it a credit to Tristan too that his role during the last four seasons, he accepted it gladly.
Yeah.
I mean, he's often said it. The only thing he did was see ball, get ball. It was like, Tristan, go get the ball on the glass and then give it to somebody else who can score. Yeah. I mean, and he was like, okay, you know, or, you know, switch on pick and rolls defensively. Do what you did. I mean, ask the Warriors in 2016 in the finals.
No question.
Cavs don't win that series if not for Tristan Thompson, right?
No, I agree. With his switching and the way he became that versatile big, it was exactly what we needed to play against them and to beat them in the way they were changing the game of basketball. Mm-hmm.
Dan,
he loved bringing it up, too.
He's not afraid.
Dan, you have a great story. Played four seasons, quality college basketball player at Richmond. We're going to talk about some of that when we come back. Sweet 16 in 2011. That's all next on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three.
Hey! Nailed it! Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Sam Decker bothered by Tatum at the left point. Whoa! Crossed him over. Decker to the basket. He banks it in. Oh, what a magnificent move by Sam Decker.
Get your family fun pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec, I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/ebill to get started.
Looking for a different kind of mattress buying experience? Welcome to Levin Mattress. With more than 98 years of providing better sleep to our customers, Levin's commitment to quality, value, and service is unmatched. Plus, as the leading mattress retailer, Levin Mattress has all the top name brands crafted in the U.S. at the lowest prices guaranteed. Get the best selection and guaranteed lowest price on Tempur-Pedic and Serta Eye Comfort with no interest financing. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside every Levin Furniture showroom.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ as we continue on with our featured guest, Cavs assistant coach Dan Giroux, who played four seasons as a Richmond Spider. And on the television side, we're getting a look at Dan, who
Festus Ezeli took an elbow from Festus Ezeli. that's what happened there.
Dan, what, broke the nose or just bloodied the nose? What was it?
Broke. But it was nose. I got our so we had a drafted power forward, Justin Harper. When I got hit with Azili's elbow, it got him two foul shots. It was a flagrant foul.
Oh, so very nice. Got him going. You seem very proud of that.
I didn't score a point in that game. Yeah. That was my effect.
That was so Richmond against Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Yeah. So when the Cavs won in 2016 against the Warriors and Festus Ezeli, it felt just a little bit better.
It was a lot better. I saw him warming up down there, and I was like, he don't know me, but I know
him. You talk to him as he was walking off in game 7. Yeah.
You remember this nose?
Yeah. Hey, collegiate career. A great collegiate career. Did you know at that time when you were playing collegiate ball that you eventually wanted to coach?
Yeah, I think you knew. Yeah, I think
we're seeing some great shots on the television side of a svelte big Dan with a dish. Very nice.
I think I knew I had a cerebral game, so I knew I eventually wanted to do it. I think I had overseas in mind for an overseas experience.
Mm-hmm. Coaching or playing?
Playing. And I signed in Belgium and played a training camp and got hurt. And then the coaching thing kind of just hit me in the face, and that was life, you know?
I read a couple of notes where you credited a lot your coach at Richmond, and also the ability that you got the zone that you were playing, that you got a chance to actually watch everything develop.
Our matchup zone was man-to-man principles, and you always had a matchup. But the way we were able to kind of show a zone – and be in situations where we're always taking rollers and taking cutters.
Yeah.
And I was in the back of it because I was a below average defender, pick and roll defender. So we put that in, and Coach Mooney's always had that as his main defense. And that was able to teach me a lot about the game because I'm basically back there scouting every game, every minute, because I'm going through each play and trying to figure out how I can keep myself right here and not guard anybody on the perimeter.
So you coached 2 years at Princeton as an assistant, two years at Campbell, and you make a quick rise up through the Cavs ranks. This is your fourth season. For those a little newer to the NBA, there are a handful of assistant coaches for every team. Some sit in the second row, some sit in the first row. You now are in the first row. What's the difference for those, you know, who aren't as familiar with the NBA game?
Yeah, I think with the first row, you're really, like, you're in the fire. You're in the game.
Practically, though, are there any are you doing anything differently on the front row than you're doing in the back
row? Yeah, I think responsibilities change. I think responsibilities change in terms of, like, when you're seeing the game, and, like, one of my big things right now is, like, our pick-and-roll offensive spacing and our offensive spacing in general. When you're seeing the actual things, you're able to, in live time too, tell guys where to move on the court. Mm-hmm. Where in the back row, it's just tougher to get to them. And then also in the front row, when the timeouts happen or when there's a break in the action, you're up and you can get them right then.
Right.
Where in the back bench, you got to wait till the timeouts, and then it might be 9 possessions later, and they're not there. So the moments of coaching, which I think are really important, they happen quicker there.
For fans in the NBA, you have noticed there's a timeout call. You know, there's a clock that starts to something. What do coaches talk about in the huddle before you get to the players? Because sometimes you get to the players when there's like 45 seconds left in the timeout. So most of the timeout is spent amongst coaches.
That's our secret meetings, Rob.
Yeah.
Can't tell you everything.
Of all players, just to tell everybody on KSHQ.
But I think it's a lot of it'll be a lot of what we're seeing with individual players, possible after timeout plays, what matchups the other teams have going on right now, when it's like your scout so for some of the games, the assistant coach is responsible for the scout, and we kind of break them up, what rotations they're about to sub in, so then we can take care of our rotations.
On the fly adjustment.
And that's the idea there. And then You know, then obviously LD goes in the huddle and dictates the huddle with his after timeout plays and the adjustments. And then that's how – so that's our meeting there. And some are longer than others because there's some more complicated things going on.
Talking to Cavs assistant coach Dan Giroux. All right, our most important order of business.
Yes.
The main reason why we had you here today is because of this. Last season, there was a discussion amongst some of us here on Cavs HQ. Who would win a three-point shooting contest among the assistant coaches? All right, and there were wildly differing opinions. Now, Damon Jones came on the show, and there was no differing opinions. Well, yeah. He, of course, said yes. That he would win. Why even bother? Why even bother having
to learn about
shooter deluxe, shooter extraordinaire? We heard the whole thing, and nobody else was a shooter extraordinaire other than Damon Jones. We now, I mean, we're going to talk to you about this. We need, I think, to set this up. And, we have some potential people in here. Mike Longobardi, James Posey, shooting coach, Andrew Olson,
yes.
Mike Garrity, played
yes.
at Southern Cal, Steve Frankowski
yes.
would be in the mix. You're on the record right now. Who would you take? Who would win a three-point shooting contest among the assistants? And we're going to need to set this up at some point.
With setting it up. I think
do you like your own chances?
Here and there. I think I'm right in the
That's
mix.
What we're looking
I think
for.
I'm top three.
That's what we're looking for.
I think it's Posey, Frankowski, and me.
Oh, we need you to help us set it up. We're going to do a segment for Caps HQ. Maybe
we can
on the
do
road
that.
For a practice. It'd be team building.
I think we can set
you
it
know,
up.
We have the guys excited.
I'm an assistant coach.
Dinner,
I can tell people to do
it. Betting dinners and stuff.
We like that.
We need you to help us set it up. We'll film it. We'll have racks and everything. And
we got rebounders.
Just so we're clear, that puts Longobardi, Olsen, and Garrity in the second tier.
In the second tier.
Just setting this up so that we can discuss this later.
The line's far. That line's far away. Sometimes it takes a lot to get it up there.
All right, we're going to have to take our picks. I'll take Big Dan right now. I'm not going to change that. We're going to talk about this later. We're coming up against the break. I'm taking Big Dan right now, not only because of pumping his tires, because he's our featured guest here in the first half of the show.
I'll take him if he sets it up.
You can't do that. You have to take your.
He's going to set it up.
He's going to set it up. He just said he's assistant coach now. All right. He's going to be able to do it. He can work. He can work the shooting contest.
I'll pick when he happens. I'll pick.
All right. We can wait. Right, I got Big Dan.
But Posey's made some big shots. That's why I got to roll my guy. I got to roll my guy.
Start practicing. Start thinking about it.
Exactly. Right, yeah. I'm good on the gun.
Yeah. Dan, great seeing you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks
for being aboard.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you got it. Cavs HQ rolls on right after this.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena.
Hardwired to self-destruct.
Metallica. Buy tickets at theqarena.com. The venue box office, all Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations are by phone. World Wired Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
Metallica.
I desire.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
You wanted the best, well, you got the best. The hottest band in the world, KISS.
KISS, the end of the road tour. One last.
best. Kiss. March 17th, Quicken Loans Arena. Kiss on their final tour ever. Tickets start at $29.50 plus fees and are on sale now at theqarena.com. History will be made.
Well, as I'm sure you're well aware, a hallmark of this Cavaliers organization is community service, and as part of the Cavs Fit as a Pro program presented by Medical Mutual and in association with Giant Eagle, fourth grade students from East Clark Elementary were invited to Cleveland Clinic courts last week to participate in stretching activities for their bodies and minds. Led by Inarita host Ahmad Crump, members of the Cavaliers girls and Scream Team, students learned the importance of proper stretching techniques that will help them to be fit as a pro. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Joe Gabriel of Cavs.com is straight ahead. And we're back to kick off the second half of Cavs HQ. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and not an old friend, but a good friend.
Founder.
It's Joe Gabriel, founder.
Managing
of Cavs.com. Good to see you, partner.
What's up, guys? Yeah, hey.
Beginning of the week. Alec Burks, a dunk in Brooklyn to win it over the Nets. Not too shabby in his third game as a Cavalier.
Yeah, I mean, that was an incredible move, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, the crossover, the behind the back. I mean, the whole thing, it was really great. I mean, he's been really good since he arrived.
Did you like the clear out by Larry Drew? Hey, let's put the ball in the new guy's hands.
Exactly. And Larry Drew's following his gut. You know, I mean, as far as riding George Hill down the stretch, everything, really. I love what Larry Drew is doing.
He coached with feel. That's why he was feeling that night, at that moment of the game.
You've seen a lot of coaches in your tenure, Joseph. Why do you like what he's doing?
Because, again, I like that he's providing a calming influence, and I think the guys are responding to that. And I think you can build a culture while still losing. As crazy as that sounds, I think you can do it if you build a culture of guys fighting hard.
And you can
maintain. And they fight hard. Again, if you're on the short end of the talent stick, then at least fight hard, and you build a culture. When everything evens out, then you've already built the culture of being a tough team.
And let's not forget, too, this team's been on the wrong end of the injury stick for a large majority of this season as well. All right, for those of you who know this show, you know that Joe, every week, is on the show, brings something to the show, and Rafa and I are in the dark about what Joe brings every week.
So. I didn't even bring my glasses this week. I didn't need my glasses.
I was a little uncomfortable.
You know,
that's how unprepared I am today.
You seemed a little fidgety. I didn't know what was going on.
One of these days, I'm going to tell the story of Joe G's glasses on the show.
I don't. That's a boring story, really. No one wants to hear that story at all.
All right. Well, then let's.
It was
on
my birthday. So
okay. Yeah. Your birthday. That's a great story.
It all comes back to Rafa. That's a shock that he wants to tell that story.
Yeah, the birthday was a great story. The glasses part of it was. Well, you know, there's a lot of parts to that story. Anyway, what we're going to do today is now, John. As everybody knows, we travel a lot, and you watch a lot of movies. I mean, you just do you do a lot of work, but you watch a lot of movies.
Right.
And everybody kind of teases John Michael because
he watches the same movie.
The same movies, and he has no real knowledge, no real working knowledge of movies. So this all started because if there's a human out there who hasn't seen The Godfather, turn your TV off. Because this is spoiler alert. If there's such thing as a Godfather spoiler alert, somebody told John Michael, to make a long story short, that Fredo dies at the end of Godfather 2. And it ruined the ending for John.
Yeah, it did. Somebody told me that during Godfather 1, and it ruined about 5 hours of watching the end of Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. I've seen bits and pieces.
Everybody knows.
I've seen bits and pieces
but that's
of the
nice
movie,
John.
And then we get the movie. I'm like, oh great! Now I have a chance over a couple of flights to watch this movie.
I know, but
Fredo died.
But to say that Fredo died is a spoiler alert. It's like you telling me not to tell you what happens in Titanic.
No,
right.
It's not.
Part of
America. 100% not the
it's
same.
It's part of American culture that Fredo dies.
Titanic is history. No, it's
Fredo.
Maybe it is. I've never seen the movie Coast to Coast. And then for 5 hours, I'm sitting there wondering how he's going to betray the family and end up getting killed. And it ruined it.
I can see how that would ruin it because Fredo's so great. Who doesn't love Fredo? And knowing he's going to die would probably ruin it.
I'm telling you, I found about an hour into the first one, and so the next 5 hours until he died at the end of two were Done.
Well, you had a fishing accident.
So what, is that fun? All right, maybe
no,
I
that's
should,
not the
maybe
whole.
Maybe I should have known that. But
well,
I mean,
now that you do, it's either way. So that kind of segued into like what would we do for a segment. We thought we'd do Christmas movies and at least just discuss Christmas movies and Christmas movie experiences.
I don't like these John Michael-centric segments at all.
And kind of
them.
Like it's kind of like at the movies with like thumbs up, thumbs down. So I'm going to throw the movie to you guys and you guys can just kind of discuss. Let's just start with It's a Wonderful Life. John Michael's going to say he hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
I've seen bits
oh
and
my
pieces.
God.
I've seen bits and pieces.
Do you know
that George Bailey?
This is the guy that needs money.
It's Stewart, right? Jimmy Stewart?
It's Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, he needs money.
Yeah. You guys, go ahead.
No, it's another big
please, try and put it together. I want to hear your synopsis.
Isn't he the one where he goes and robs a bank?
What? So what? Oh, are you guys making fun of me? Is that what
no.
it is? I'm like, see, he
I'm
doesn't
not
know
money because Robin I'm thinks
like,
Jimmy Stewart robbed a bank.
No, I know he needs money for something during Christmas time, and everybody comes together in the spirit of the holidays and like hooks him up and like.
I'm saying like, it's a little embarrassing.
That's a very succinct.
I never watched it.
Man,
there you go.
Have you either?
No.
It's in
bits
black
and
white,
pieces,
man.
But I can't. I mean, that's a.
Make it in color.
It's in black and white,
it.
Man.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. That's a little harder for me to.
Oh,
I mean,
you
I'm
guys.
Not, you know, no. I know it's a classic.
You guys need help. Has anyone
I mean,
out there?
Obviously,
seen
in our studio audience.
Yeah, in the studio audience. Yes, of course you have.
Yeah, everybody has seen it.
They're regular people. Yeah. Elf.
Elf's
I never watched it.
Elf's a favorite in the Michael household.
Are you against Christmas movies?
No, I am. That's a movie with the guy from Saturday Night Live.
Yes,
right?
That's Will Ferrell. I can tell you all about that movie.
I never watched it.
First of all, that movie makes you laugh. Therefore, it's right. I mean, it's in the wheelhouse. And I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old at home, and they seem to like that.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It's fun. Yeah,
I
you never watched
it. No, that's a fun
can
movie.
Can I say where I had never seen it for a long time? I think it's probably in early 2000s, maybe?
Yeah, maybe even earlier than that.
And the first time I'd ever seen it was, it was at the queue, like last year. They showed it on the Humongotron.
Oh, that's right. They had an event.
And people
here,
just kind of came out and just sat like in the seats. And there's, you know, there's
the
20,000 seats.
Yeah.
And they showed,
on the Humongotron.
On the Humongotron. And it was cool. Like, you know, just employees and.
And you went and watched
staff
it?
Just. And I sat by myself up in Loudville and just watched Elf. It was great.
It was
a really cool movie
experience. It's a fun movie.
Yeah. So,
it's a fun movie.
Okay. So that's another one. And then I have this question. I know you've seen this movie. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Of course it is. Come to LA.
You've seen.
Have
please tell me
dreams.
You've seen Die Hard. Jim.
Yeah, I've seen the Die Hard.
I mean,
I haven't seen them in a long
time. They're
all
Christmas.
You'd have to turn your man card in if you really didn't see Die Hard.
They're all Christmas. They're all Die Hard.
I've never heard
Christmas.
That expression before.
Come to LA.
No, I don't think those are Christmas. No, those don't qualify as Christmas movies. It's around Christmas.
You know what?
It's
That was going to be my Christmas present to you.
Which was?
Nakatomi Tower Christmas Party T-shirt.
See, that's a really good one.
All right. I don't think it's a Christmas movie. Is that what we're debating right
it
now?
It is a Christmas movie.
No,
it's a
movie
song.
That takes place around Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie.
It does. Okay. So, and then this one now, I feel like Ralph is going to be a contrarian here. A Christmas Story was filmed in Cleveland. Now.
Is that the one where you're going to shoot your eye out?
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, you like that one? Yeah. Are you good with that?
Never seen that one.
Oh, John.
I know about. I've gotten the bobblehead with the leg and the lamp.
Yeah.
I've gotten one of those bobbleheads.
Now, do you ever do that thing that they do in that movie? Was
stick
it,
your tongue on the
stick
thing.
Stick your tongue on the thing?
I mean, every kid has done that. I'm embarrassed to say
that.
That
guy went on to
movie.
Be an adult film star, I believe.
Really?
The guy who stuck his tongue in the bowl.
That's a lovely thing to bring up on.
I'm sorry, it's part of trivia, but it just is.
What about Christmas Vacation?
I like Christmas Vacation. It's funny. So it's right in the wheelhouse. All these other movies that you.
Those other movies are kind of funny.
Which
Elf
one?
Is kind of funny.
Elf's funny. I mean, I know. Yeah,
a
I like
Christmas
that.
Story is very funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Again, black and white.
Really, it's not black and white, but it's,
I know, but they're older.
I didn't know that was a fun.
It's not really my
generation. It's so old, I saw it at the movies.
Which one?
A Christmas Story.
Ooh.
At the movies. That's how ancient
you know,
I am.
I haven't been to the movies since 1991.
He's
you
lying.
Have not been to the movie since
the last movie I watched in a theater was
Pulp Fiction,
Basic Instinct.
I don't even know why.
That was the last movie I saw in
why?
A theater.
Why? Why have you not been
because
to the movie?
Are you allergic to snow caps? Or,
it's hard for me to sit still for that long. For 2.5, you know, I like to watch them at home or on the plane where I can stop, pause,
nice.
Go.
I agree with that.
And for anybody who knows Ralph as far as the Christmas, I don't know if you're like. Oh, he sings Christmas songs on the plane all year long. And
half English, half Spanish.
Except in December.
Except in December, we probably hates Christmas music.
Weirdly,
but then when I get off the plane, I wind up singing that Christmas song
night. You know what the key is? Weirdly, have you noticed the percentage of people that put their headphones on when Rafa
starts singing?
To avoid exactly that fate.
I know.
To avoid singing Rafa's half
it used
English,
to be AC,
half Spanish.
But now it's...
What about... Wait, we went the holidays. Wait, what about that movie with the kid that leave him alone, Home Alone?
That's Home Alone. Okay, now people wonder: is that a Christmas movie?
I don't think so either.
No,
that's not about Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie. Is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman? You know.
What are you talking about?
Elf. No, Elf's about Santa and the North Pole and Christmas. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Die Hard is just a movie.
But Home Alone it is. He goes to church. They're singing the carol. They're snowing.
I agree. I don't think of it as a Christmas movie.
No,
I don't think really of Die Hard as either. That's just part of the debate.
It's not.
Yeah,
that's all.
I don't know. I think it is.
Maybe go to a movie once for the first time.
Let's take Rafa to the movies.
That would be a Cavs HQ segment.
Yeah.
Shockingly, he'd irritate everybody around him.
Completely.
Is that all the Christmas movies you watch?
That is all the Christmas movies I have.
They have to be better Christmas movies than that.
What other Christmas movies could there be? Like Miracle on 34th Street. I've never seen that one.
See, I get that confused with A Christmas Story.
Well, one is black and white, and one is filmed in Cleveland, and the 1980s.
Which one is filmed in Cleveland?
A Christmas Story.
Yeah, that's
there's the house right in Cleveland.
I at least know that part. A Christmas Story.
There's a tour. The people go on tours. It was filmed in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
I didn't know that.
It's a big
thing. I know.
Now that's a good HQ segment right there. Let's take Ralph for the Christmas Story, and then take him to the movies to annoy people.
I know Superman was, but you know what happened? This is why I don't go to the movies, because. I usually go to the movies. I used to go more than once. So I used to sit in the movies and kind of tell people what was coming up. Like if it was a scary
movie.
That's
what I mean.
A scary movie, I'd be like, watch out, there's something behind that door.
Speaking of Christmas, segment straight ahead, team shop, Cavs gifts.
Oh, I'm going to blow my whole paycheck in there.
Yeah. You already put your name on the list, right? The blue.
Oh, the blue.
With the white,
one Larry Nance Junior Rocks I love that one. I'm going to be right down there to buy it.
Yeah,
team shop.
I'm still a big fan of that color scheme. I like the old Broncos color scheme, the old Dolphins, even though it was a little bit different than aqua blue and the orange.
I don't like anything about the Dolphin.
I see.
Yeah. I like the wine and gold. And I like this sweatshirt too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, straight ahead, we're going to talk team shop. We're going to talk Christmas gifts, Cavalier style. Cavs HQ rolls on right after this.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
The Cavaliers Team Shop is the only place to get the authentic Nike Cavs jerseys that feature the Goodyear wing foot patch worn by the players.
Angles of the basket, feet, Nance, look out! And Nance, once again, hammers home a dunk!
Check out what's new at the Team Shop from Homage, New Era, Level Wear, and the official Nike On-Court Collection. Shop online anytime at cavs.com/shop to get exclusive gear that you won't find anywhere else.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and in KOTV.com. New Kids on the Block.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out.
Every Tuesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
He nailed it.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
Holiday gifts, Cavalier style, as we have Tracy Merrick, Chief Marketing Officer of the Cavaliers, along to join us. Who better than to talk stocking stuffers and to talk Cavaliers gear? Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Before we start talking about this, we need you to settle a quick debate.
Okay.
Previous segment, okay? Joe Gabriel was here. Mm. We were talking about Christmas movies, all right? And whether a movie is a Christmas movie or not a Christmas movie, okay? Home Alone came up, all right? Joe and I thought it was not a Christmas movie, although in the meantime, during the commercial break, our studio audience was all up in arms saying, of course it's a Christmas movie.
I agree with you.
Okay, whatever Tracy says goes. Is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Yes.
What?
Trees came out at Christmas. It's been so long, but it came out at Christmas, yeah. And there's Christmas trees.
But it happens during Christmas.
That's all you need for it to be a Christmas movie? It came out at Christmas and there was a Christmas tree?
Holiday cheer.
Wait a minute.
And the kid's in a lot of trouble.
Excuse me, but
so I guess that's not very cheerful.
The whole movie is about a kid spending Christmas alone. How can it not be a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, I said what Tracy says.
And the wet bandits all take advantage because everybody goes away for Christmas.
I just don't put it in the same Rudolph, Frosty category, Elf category. I think it's a little different. I think it's more diehard at Christmas than it is. I'm just saying. But wait, what Tracy says goes.
We grew up in different places.
And well, yes, we did. Wildly different places.
Let's get to the Christmas
And what Tracy
time, yeah.
says goes in terms of the city collection, in terms of the merchandise, in terms of everything right now that is available. Tracy, go. What do we got?
Yes. Well, obviously, hopefully people have seen these uniforms at this point.
Once or
these
twice. Right.
Incredible Cleveland City Edition uniforms. You know, there is strength in our city. There's power in our lake. That's a lot of what we say. And this was really an opportunity for us this year to just speak heavily about how proud we are of our community, about the heritage of our team, because, of course, the orange and the blue cannot miss it on the court, but it's a real throwback to the history of the Cavaliers. And I think the real objective this year was just to really acknowledge that our city is a city that's constantly on the rise, that the lake is a big part of that. And quite honestly, Cleveland and the Cavaliers are a force of nature. So a lot of cool things kind of coming together.
I love the fact that we went with something that really symbolizes Cleveland, which is the signs that are in Tremont and then a couple of other places in the city. Because everybody that comes to Cleveland, or even people like us Clevelanders, take pictures on that sign. And so I think that is really a symbol of the city. Obviously, the lake it is with the waves and between the blue and the orange.
Well,
but
it was,
I love
and
that
it's
fact.
Partnership with Destination Cleveland. So the signs you're talking about, I think there's like six or seven of them around town at this point. And you're right, everybody takes their picture.
They're all perfectly located, too.
They are. But they're there to, you know, is real a testament from Destination Cleveland to showcase our town. And they're in beautiful places. And so we really felt it was important to honestly use the platform of our team uniforms, step a little bit outside of the Cavs. I mean, we've got the logo that's on the short, but the jersey itself is really a testament to the city very specifically. And we couldn't think of a better thing than this particular logo. It's gone over very well.
For those listening in on the radio side, Tracy is displaying the orange and blue, the city collection. Rafa, we are now sporting some
with Cavs team shop models.
The last time that you put something on me on this show, it was extra small. It was a J.R. Smith shirt. We had wardrobe malfunctions all over the joint. But this is much, much better. It fits well. Trace, for those who are interested in holiday shopping, they do what?
Well, you got to get to it, first of all, because it's that time of year. Mm-hmm. But I would just tell people, go to the Cavaliers team shop. It's right here at Quicken Loans Arena. Mm-hmm. We're open throughout the course of the week and, of course, on game days. And we also got Cavs.com/shop. So super convenient to buy 24 hours a day. And you know what? We've got deals that are happening all the time. So if people are interested in special opportunities just to get, you know, more connected to the team and maybe even get a little bit more than you were expecting when you actually made your purchase, those are your best routes.
And the best part about it is that it's not only winter stuff. You're wearing the polo.
Yeah.
But those of you that are thinking for this warm summer days.
It's not just the blue and orange either.
It's
everything. Well. Right?
We've got everything. I mean, of course, we've got men's, we've got women's, we've got kids. We've got, you know, jackets, shorts, you know, all kinds of apparel. And, of course, all the great gear through Nike, of course, that our players actually wear on the court. So I think it's safe to say that if you've got a Cavs fan in your family and even
it's
a Monsters
a safe
fan
place to go.
For that, this is a pretty safe place to go. We've got the best of everything.
They do have great Monsters. Mercer stuff in there. That stuff sells well. And for those who see the construction outside, it doesn't affect the team shop, right?
It doesn't affect the store. And obviously, just go to Cavs.com.
That's what I was going to say. How about
you can
online?
Just check, right. Yeah, and check the hours for the store, just so if you have any questions, you can see what it is on a day-to-day basis. But no, the construction doesn't affect it at all. Parking is good. Obviously, if there's an event happening that night and you don't have a ticket, you know, you might want to either come to the game or pick a different time. Mm. But the store is completely open, and we're ready for business. It's the holidays.
And for those of you watching or listening, I'm an extra large in case you want to think of me
every
with the holidays.
Show,
but
Tracy, honestly, every
I want to say something about the uniform. Right? And I'm sure you that went through the whole process of designing them and making the decision.
The court, too,
of where to go with this city edition.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it's something new, people are always a little hesitant about accepting, you know, the difference, especially now with the new apparel from Nike, you know, new uniforms. I wasn't really thinking, wow, the way I am now, after I saw the players wearing it with the court, with the new City Edition court on the at the Q. It is really one of the best. It was ranked in the top five for the City Editions. Every team has a City Edition, and I think this one is really catching the eye of everybody.
It's definitely bold, but again, we wanted to make a statement with it. We wanted to be true to our team and true to our city, but you're absolutely right. This is a one-year uniform, so the City Edition is something that we're going to be doing and all NBA teams are going to be doing as a one-year uniform every year, so we're kind of constantly in that space where we're trying to figure out what is Cleveland and what is another way we can represent ourselves in our community, and we feel as though we're off to a really good start, and it has been well received.
And
so
can
I tell
you why I really wear that jersey when I put it on? Can I borrow it so I can show John? I thought it was made for me, custom made for me, because it says here one of the greats.
Oh, you know,
one of the five greats. I found out
who
they were referring
four?
About the lake. Yeah. My other four brothers.
I was going to say they have to all have the last name Hernandez. Because it was too easy. Please don't set him up. There's any rule that you have to learn going on this show, please.
But I love this part. And, of course, it has the one in the back. Who is it? Yeah.
Well, we got,
You know, the one with the title, the gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's exactly like what the players wear, and it's official Nike gear, and it's got our Goodyear logo on it. So, everything. And you know, it's been fun to watch the team, and, of course, they've played pretty well in it. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that court, boy, it popped. It looked great. That court popped in person. The court popped on TV. Great stuff. Tracy, one last time in terms of online, what folks have to do.
Yep, go to Cavs.com/shop, and you're going to find something for anybody in your family. You're just going to want to get on it. And Cavaliers basketball, it's great for the holidays.
Tracy Merrick, thanks so much for
this.
Thank you. We'll be back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ right after this.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, TheQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Looking for a different kind of mattress buying experience? Welcome to Levin Mattress. With more than 98 years of providing better sleep to our customers, Levin's commitment to quality, value, and service is unmatched. Plus, as the leading mattress retailer, Levin Mattress has all the top name brands crafted in the U.S. at the lowest prices guaranteed. Get the best selection and guaranteed lowest price on Tempur-Pedic and Serta Eye Comfort with no interest financing. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside every Levin Furniture showroom.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three.
Hey! Nailed it! Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Sam Decker bothered by Tatum at the left point. Whoa! Crossed him over. Decker to the basket. He banks it in. Oh, what a magnificent move by Sam Decker.
Get your family fun pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
We're back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. So what do we learn today on this week's episode? We learned holiday gifts from Tracy Merrick at Cavs.com.
Cavs.com.
Stocking stuffers, great gifts from the Cavs team shop. We didn't learn much from Joe Gabriel. And we learned from Dan Giroux that he likes himself in a three-point shooting contest, putting Steve Frankowski, James Posey, and himself in the top tier. We're going to find
and
out.
I also learned
three-point shooting contest among the Cavs assistant coaches.
And I also learned that you and Joe G don't pay attention at the movies because you don't think.
I guess we did learn that from
Home Alone
Joe
is not a Christmas movie.
I still don't think
you
it
should
is.
Watch it with your kids. That's a great movie.
I don't.
For kids.
We'll see. They like Elf. They're still in the Elf, Rudolph, and you know, younger phase. Maybe next year, we'll work on it. Cavs.com. Christmas gear, Hanukkah gear.
Cavs.com/shop.
Holiday gear. Our thanks to Tracy Merrick for being along, bringing the Cavs gear with her. Thanks to Joe. Our thanks to Dan Giroux as well. Until next week, this has been Cavs HQ presented by AT&T.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.